From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Ted Remsnyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Mask mandates will stay in place at Greene County schools as the regulation imposed by New York Governor Kathy Hochul makes its way through the courts. Nassau County Supreme Court Justice Thomas Rademacher on January 24th ruled the governor's mask mandate to be unconstitutional, but after an appeal by the New York State Department of Health, appellate court judge Robert J. Miller on the next day issued a stay to keep the mask mandate in place while the case is on appeal. The New York State Education Department this week issued guidance to school districts regarding the mask mandate. Catskill Central School District Superintendent Ronell Cook said in a statement to district parents that the mask mandate would remain in place, and I quote, "It's NYSED's position that schools should continue to follow the mask rule. Please know that at this time, all students and staff must continue to wear masks in school," end quote. The next hearing in Miller's courtroom pertaining to the stay will be held on January 28th. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "I would expect an immediate decision because they know everybody is hanging in the balance," end quote. Officials with the Greenville Central School have confirmed that their district will continue to comply with the mask mandate, and the Hunter Tannersville School District released a statement drafted by its attorneys regarding the stay. According to the statement, and I quote, "In light of this ruling, public school districts in New York State remain subject to the Department of Health masking regulations at least through January 28, 2022, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. An emergency meeting of the Cairo Town Board held to appoint a building and code enforcement clerk on January 27th degenerated into an argument back and forth when the members disagreed over whether the matter warranted a special meeting and how the hiring process was handled. Board member Tim Powers said that he and fellow board member Stephen Kralovich did not receive copies of the applications until they arrived for the meeting and that they were not involved in the interview process. Powers said that when he questioned Supervisor Jason Watts, he was told, and I quote, "Well, we already have our three votes, so basically we don't need you," end quote. Powers said, and I quote, "When I make the comment that we need to do things the right way, I was told by Supervisor Watts that we did not have time to do things the right way," end quote. Watts said, and I quote, "No, I said we don't have time to keep wasting. We must go forward with the town," end quote. After about 10 minutes of back and forth, the board went into an executive session for approximately 20 minutes to discuss the applicants. When the board members emerged, they voted 3-2 to hire Kyrie Felder as the town's new building and code enforcement clerk at the hourly rate of $15 for no more than 30 hours per week. Watts, Cords, and Michael Flattery voted in favor. Powers voted no, and Kralovich abstained. The former building and code clerk was Donna Chewins. The former building and code clerk, Donna Chewins, resigned as of December 7th. Read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that on January 24th, Republicans in Ravenna abandoned their own incumbent mayor, Bill Miskiraka, picking Dominic Ruggeri instead as their nominee for village elections in March. The next day, Democrats in Ravenna chose Miskiraka, the Republican incumbent, as their nominee. Miskiraka said to the crowd at the Ravenna Firehouse for the caucus after getting the nomination, and I quote, "If you had asked me 7.5 years ago where I would be tonight, I would have had a radically different answer. But you almost made me cry. You are too kind, and I really feel like this outpouring of support tells me that I'm doing my job the way I'm supposed to do my job. I appreciate it so much," end quote. Democrats in Ravenna also backed Republican Caitlin Appleby, who will be on both lines for a town board seat. Read more about this story at theupstater.com. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting the state is asking the public to comment on a proposal to add a new area code in the 845 region in the Mid-Hudson Valley. By the third quarter in 2023, all phone numbers in the 845 area code are expected to be used up due to an increase in demand. The commission said in an announcement that the North American Numbering Plan Administrator has applied to the State Public Service Commission to add a second area code. A specific new three-digit code has not been approved yet. The 845 area code is used in all or part of Columbia, Delaware, Dutchess, Greene, Orange, Putnam, Rockland, Sullivan, and Ulster counties. Existing 845 numbers will remain intact. According to the commission, by the time the new area code becomes effective, customers will have already transitioned to mandatory 10-digit dialing as a result of the national implementation of the 988 three-digit hotline to reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is occurring now. The PSC wants input from the public about the proposal. People may comment by going online to the Department of Public Services website or by calling 800-335-2120. Comments should refer to case 21-C-0600. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.